giving praise and honor to our Father in heaven. Sing, come now is the time to worship, people.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Oh, come, just as you are.
One day.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. The time to give your heart. So come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. So come,
sing one day.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Sing, come.
Come, now is the time to worship. Oh, come, now is the time to give your.
As you are,
come.
Just as you are,
come.
What a great song to begin with, worshiping the Lord by coming to Him. And as we're in Psalm 34, if you want to turn there, the psalm will be on the overhead as well if you want to read along with us. But it's a psalm of David, if you remember, in 1 Samuel 21, when he changed his behavior before Achish, king of Gath. He was acting the madman in a time of weakness and a time of fear. And you have, in contrast to David, you have David's shameful behavior. You have God and God's love and care and goodness, his deliverance when David cried out to God in the midst of his folly. And God comes through and rescues him and graciously hears David. And upon which David begins to exalt the Lord, praise him, and give him adoration. And that's what we see in Psalm 34. So why don't you follow along in your Bibles or in the overhead as I read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Why don't we remain standing as Anthony comes and opens for us in a word of prayer?
Good morning, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us in this place, Father, into your presence, God, where we find peace, where we find joy, Father, where we find comfort. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you just pour out your Spirit upon this place, Lord, as we study your word this morning. Father, open up our hearts, Lord, to your word. Help us to be able to surrender to the work of your Holy Spirit, Father, the work that he wants to do in all of our lives, Father, that we might be a generation who is unashamed of your word, of your truth, or to just to say simply that we love Jesus. Father, we also want to pray for Pastor Peter Corson today, Lord, as we learn that he has abscesses in his brain, Father. We pray, Lord, that you just touch his body and bring healing to him, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God who heals. Father, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the same miracles, Lord, that we read about and study about in your word, Father, you're still able to do them today. So, Father, all those that need healing, even in our congregation, Lord, may you touch their bodies, Father, that they may be made whole. So, Father, again, as we study your word, Father, as we continue to worship you, Lord, open our hearts, Father, that we might continue to learn how to love you and learn how to love each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may continue to stand or sit as we worship the Lord. Kingdom, Lord. Today, may you receive the praises of your people, Lord. Father, we stand before you, proclaiming your greatness, your goodness. Father, as the psalm, King David, Lord, proclaiming your goodness in a time of struggle and trouble. Lord, we do that now. Say that you are good and that you are great.
I stand before you now, the greatness of your renown. I have heard of the majesty and wonder of you, King of heaven, in humility I bow. As to your love, wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter.
give us the strength we need for today, God. Father, you lift our eyes, God, beyond ourselves, Lord. I pray you would do that today, God, that you would lift our eyes beyond our circumstances, that you would lift our souls, Lord, beyond the dreariness that this world has to offer sometimes, God, and that we could look and see the goodness and greatness of our Lord and truly proclaim that it is well with my soul today. Is it well with your soul today? I pray that it would be.
And earth is quite beautiful, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard.
With us. Stand right now.
It is well.
Sing it out. It is well. glory and honor be upon you, Lord, today. May we leave this place with that praise on our lips. Through it all, it is well with my soul. Amen. Let's bless his name. For every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Yes. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing, Lord. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. Yeah, yeah. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Shining down on me when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Yes, bless his name, church. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. Yes, I will. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name. Your name, Lord.